Iceland is sending Hera Björk once again to Eurovision, this time in Malmo, and this time with a song called Scared of Heights. But should she actually be scared of finishing last? Let's review Eurovision. Now, if you're a long-time Eurovision fan, Hera Björk will not be an unheard-of name. Back in Oslo in 2010, she was also the Icelandic representative with a song called Je ne sais quoi. It was a bot, I mean, one of the best songs of the year, and it was robbed in the final. It came like 16th or something. It should have done way, way better. And she's tried to represent both Iceland and Denmark since. 2024 is when she's got the ticket, though, after a pretty controversial national selection. She's going to Malmo with Scared of Heights. I mean, are we scared of the song, Emily?
Yeah. I'm trying to tread the line very carefully here. I look, fair play to Iceland for sending someone who is a bit older. She's 52,
Wait,
you
no,
know.
she's 52.
I think so.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus, well, I want whatever the Icelandic are eating. She looks
I
fantastic.
know. I was surprised. I was like, "Oh, she's looking good." But yeah. I mean, it is kind of they're sending someone kind of that you don't typically see represented at Eurovision, which is admirable. However, the problem is the song isn't very good. It's very dated, and there's not very much energy in the performances that we've seen so far. And I'm trying to understand the motive behind sending it, and I can't quite wrap my head around why. I mean, even the title is just a bit cringe. It's just a bit cringe to watch, and I'm just ugh. Yeah. I mean, they tried sending something to oh. I'm gonna stop now.
You can't even finish the sentence. You're that.
No, well, it's one of those. I know I'm just trying not to sound ageist.
To be fair, I don't think it's age that's the problem
It's not, it's
whatsoever
the
here.
song. It's absolutely the song.
It's the song. And it's not that it's somebody her age singing it that's the problem. I think the problem is, it is just the song. I mean, if you'd said, are you finished, by the way? Before cutting
Yeah.
you off. Yeah. If you'd said that, okay, here are two songs, her 2010 one and her 2024 one, which one was the first one? I 100% would have said this. I don't know how she's managed to pull off something where the song today sounds more dated than the one she released 15 years ago. I mean, that's extraordinary. That is the problem. It's very, very out of date. And I think this would have done very well in 2010. Actually, I think it would have done mid 2000s. It would have done very well. But Eurovision has very much moved past this sort of. I mean, it is slightly Schlager-ish. It's like Schlager but club. And I think it's mildly hilarious that a song called Scared of Heights sounds like it's from an airline advert. It kind of sounds like Jet2 Holidays are offering their new package deals for summer 2024, and this is the thing that's in the background.
It's
It's just.
Jess Glynn. It's Jess Glynn.
It's very, very Jess Glynne. And that is. It's a little bit. Odd that they've chosen this. It kind of gives the vibe as well. And I mean, she does give it what she can give it, to be fair. It does give the slight vibes of like drunk auntie at the wedding, being like, oh, I'll do karaoke now, I'll do it, I'll do it. And then this sort of she waddles up to the stage and then this is what falls out. You know, it's a little unfortunate that this is it kind of gives cruise ship singer. But I mean, it's kind of campy fun, but especially when you're knowing, and again, we're being very careful to avoid discussing the context in which this contest is happening. But it does strike me as very odd that Hera only just beat a Palestinian act in the Icelandic national final with a song that, even if you take it away from the context that is making that song particularly significant, that song. Probably would have finished top five at Eurovision. It was a great song called Wild West about immigration and, you know, Palestinian roots. It was very tastefully staged. That would have done very well. And I'm not saying that there are forces at work here, but that quite
Not
convincingly
get a
won.
conspiracy
I'm
theory
not a
with,
conspiracy theorist, but I
but
think it's a little odd that that was leading the voting all the way up until the final bit, and Hera only narrowly beat it. So I think Iceland have missed a bit of a trick by not sending that, because again, we're not commenting on whether sort of countries should or should not be in the competition this year, but that was objectively a stronger song than this. And I think actually what could have been maybe a top five, certainly a top 10, maybe a top five result, has actually turned into a case where they will be lucky to make it to the final. On that note, they are performing in the first semi-final. They are performing in eighth position immediately after one of the big bookies' favourites. It's very in your face. It's very loud. It's Croatia. Iceland's coming immediately after it. What do we think is going to, what are its qualification chances, and what are you going to score it out of 10, Emily?
I can't see a scenario where this gets through. I really can't. It's, and especially coming after kind of a hot favourite, it'll just get really lost in the mix. And you know, going eighth, it's not in a kind of prime position. It's not kind of particularly towards the end. So I can't see it getting through. And for me, it's a four. It's a 4 out of 10. Sorry, sorry, Iceland.
Oh, there's one for every letter of her name. Think about it that way. Well, I'm going to keep that up. I'm going to give it a five, actually. So that means you've given her a first name. I've given her a surname. Hera Bjork, 9 letters, 9 points. There you go. I just think, yeah, it's kind of. I don't think it's bad. It's just a little bit dated, to be honest. But and I also don't really see any scenarios where this is going to go through. Unfortunately, it would have struggled anyway. But I think going after Croatia is kind of, and we all know I can't stand the Croatian entry, but I just think it's there's other, it's a whole other level. He does give it everything, whether it ends up in a good performance or not, he gives it 100%. And this is just a bit more like, you know, it's like classy bop, but it's not really giving out much energy that it needs to actually make much of an impact. So I do see this. This is one of the few entries this year that I kind of think, you know. Thanks for showing up. I hope all I'm saying is I hope for the Icelandic delegation they've only got their hotels booked until Wednesday, because I don't see them needing to extend that Airbnb reservation beyond, but hey ho.
Well, there we are. That's what we think of Bison's entry. Let us know if you agree or disagree. Let us know if you are Iceland diehard fans and what we're, let us know what we're missing with this one. But thanks very much for watching. Don't forget you can listen to us in podcast form as well. If you don't have the time to watch us on the little screen, you can just plug us in. But that's it from this episode, and we'll see you next time.